Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A flight powered by cooking oil takes to the skies. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. The first transatlantic flight, powered only by what's being called sustainable aviation fuel, is due to take off from London in less than an hour. The Virgin Atlantic flight has been part-funded by the UK government and has no paying passengers on board. The fuel, made from cooking oil and other waste fats, is more expensive, so flight prices would end up being higher. But airlines see it as a major milestone in achieving green flight. The BBC's Katie Austin reports.
How to decarbonise flying is a very big, very difficult question. A flight from London to New York today aims to demonstrate part of the answer. I watched the Boeing 787 plane that Virgin Atlantic is using for the journey being refuelled at Heathrow Airport last week.
Traditional jet fuel is made from fossil fuels, from oil. This plane is being filled with an alternative, 50 tonnes of it.
So-called sustainable aviation fuels, or SAF for short, can be made from a variety of sources, including crops, household waste and cooking oils. On this occasion, a combination of two types is being used. Holly Boyd-Boland is Vice President of Corporate Development at Virgin Atlantic.
One that is made from waste fats, and that's kind of 88% of the mix. And then there is a 12% of the mix that comes from a fuel made out of wastes from corn production in the US. It has a life cycle carbon emission profile that is materially lower than traditional jet fuel. So when we talk about the carbon reduction of sustainable aviation fuel, it comes across that whole piece, including the production, which is really where we see most of the carbon emission gain.
At the moment, such alternatives account for less than 0.1% of the aviation fuel used around the world. Relatively small amounts are made and they cost more. The UK doesn't have any dedicated production plants, but the government wants to have five under construction by 2025. But for the sector to meet emissions targets by 2050, it would need other technology as well as sustainable aviation fuels. Dr. Guy Grattan is Associate Professor of Aviation and the Environment at Cranfield University.
We can't produce a majority of our fuel requirements this way because we just don't have the feedstocks. And even if you do, those fuels are not true net zeros. We have to treat it as what it must be, which is a stepping stone towards future genuinely net zero technologies, which might be e-fuels, it might be hydrogen, it might be some technologies that we're still really only have at the laboratory stage.
Airlines argue SAF can play a significant role in making the industry greener if more of it can be produced. Environmental campaigners say the way to cut emissions quickly is to fly less. In London, I'm the BBC's Katie Austin for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. And European stocks are down this morning after policymakers said the European Central Bank shouldn't cut interest rates too quickly and may even need to raise them again. The Europe Stoxx 600 is currently down around 0.6%. To Sweden now, where a court has ruled that the country's transport authority has to find a way to get license plates to Tesla because postal workers are on strike. We told you last week about the carmakers' problems with striking unions in Sweden. The BBC's Will Bain has more.
Elon Musk's company is refusing to sign a collective agreement on pay and conditions for mechanics who service Tesla's vehicles, and so they're heading out on strike. But now, 8 other unions are also going to join them in a show of solidarity. They include SECO, the Union of Service and Communication Employees, which have stopped postal and delivery services to Tesla. With no delivery services, Tesla can't get license plates for its new cars. It asked officials in Sweden to send them a different way, but they said they were bound by an agreement with the state-run postal service. So the company challenged that in court and won. Tesla must get the plates in the next 7 days, or the transport agency could face a $95,000 fine.
The BBC's Will Bain. The owner of TikTok, ByteDance, says it's downsizing its gaming division after reports of job cuts. The company, which is based in Beijing, had been hoping to challenge Tencent and NetEase, the market leaders in China, but it struggled to grab market share. Now, there are 27 sleeps until Christmas, and in some parts of the world, the TV campaigns for the holiday season are well underway. Millions of dollars are spent on these commercials to get shoppers to part with their money, but an advert for a pub in Northern Ireland, which only cost a few hundred dollars to make, has captured people's imagination and catapulted the pub onto the world stage. The BBC's Chris Page has been watching.
The ad for Charlie's Bar is rapidly becoming a festive classic, with themes of isolation and companionship. It begins with an elderly man visiting a cemetery. He tries, unsuccessfully, to strike up conversation with people in the town centre. When he pops into the pub, a dog called Missy comes to him with tail wagging. Missy's young owners then buy him a drink, smiles break out, and glasses are clinked together. The manager of Charlie's, Una Burns, said she wanted to tell a story which she could imagine unfolding in her pub.
The idea came really from what we've seen over the years in the bar, and it didn't seem very groundbreaking at the time. It's a very simple message. We wanted people to feel something when they watch this video and to get across the idea that, unfortunately, Christmas isn't as positive and joyful for some as it is for others.
The production, which cost less than $900, is rivaling the big retailers' seasonal epics for numbers of views. The festivities in Fermanagh have started in a way no one else expected. In 4 weeks' time, on Christmas Day, the bar staff are expecting people who have no one else at home to come in for some warm fireside chats.
The BBC's Chris Page there. That's all from us here in the UK. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.